Well, grace and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the comic book universe, a man named Steve Rogers is just a skinny, 90-pound asthmatic boy from Brooklyn who just didn't know when to quit. He was constantly beat up by bullies. Even though he stood up to them, he was so much smaller. He was repeatedly rejected by the Army as he tried to enlist for World War II. He was just too small and sickly to fight in war. Yet, he was chosen for a special top secret experiment. An experiment that would take a person and alter them, making them into a super soldier in the fight against the Nazis. And when Steve Rogers asks, "Why me?" he's told that because, as a weak man, he knows the value of strength. He knows compassion. He is chosen not because he's the perfect soldier, but because he's a good man. And so Steve Rogers becomes Captain America, a superhero, leader of the Avengers, because he's a good man with a good heart. Our Psalm 51, our passages from 1 Samuel, have a lot to do with the heart and what's on the inside of a person. Our psalm, or our passage from 1 Samuel begins with the prophet Samuel grieving over King Saul. And he's not grieving because Saul has died. He's grieving because Saul, as the first king of Israel, just did not turn out well. In fact, he was a disaster. He was a man that repeatedly went against the Lord's command, didn't do what the Lord said, and showed that he just did not trust the Lord. He showed that he did not have a heart that followed after God. And so God musters Samuel up and tells Samuel, "Go. I have found a man who is after my own heart. A man who has a heart that I want to be the next king." And so Samuel goes to Bethlehem, to the house of Jesse, and Jesse has a lot of sons. And as he gets there, Jesse starts marching his sons out in front of Samuel. And Samuel sees the first son come by. His name is Eliab. He's tall and strong, and Samuel thinks, "Surely, just look at this guy. He fits the role. He looks like a king should look like." But the Lord speaks to Samuel and says, "No, he's not the guy." And the Lord says, "The Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." And so Eliab moves on. And Samuel sees then the next six sons of Jesse. And each time the Lord says, "No, not him, no, not him, no, not him." And just when it looks like Jesse is out of sons, Samuel asks him, "Is there anybody else?" And Jesse, it's almost like Jesse forgets that he's got another son. "Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. There's the youngest, the smallest, David. He's out with the sheep." It's like Saul or Jesse didn't even think he was important enough to be brought before the prophet. But in he comes from the field, and immediately the Lord speaks to Samuel, and Samuel sees, "This is the king. He is the one with a heart that God is after." So David, it's almost like David is like Steve Rogers. He's small, he doesn't look the part, yet He has the heart that God desires. He might not look like it on the outside, but what he has on the inside matters. But what does David have on the inside? Is he a good man? Is he like Captain America? Is he upstanding? Is he morally righteous? Is he a good guy? After all, isn't that what we think a man who follows after the heart of God should be like? Morally upstanding, righteous, good in character, perfect in obedience. Isn't that what God is after? Isn't that why he chose David? If that's what God is after, then I have to ask, where does that leave me? When God looks at my heart, does God see a heart that is like that? A heart that is obedient, righteous, a perfect person? He doesn't. And I don't think he sees it in you either, sorry to say. And I think when he looks at David's heart, he probably doesn't see it there either. When God looks at David's heart, in fact, here's what God sees. God sees a heart that's going to lust after a woman one day and commit adultery. When God looks into the heart of David, he sees a man who, when he's afraid of getting caught out in this affair, develops a plot to kill the husband of the woman with whom he's having the affair. He essentially commits murder. When God looks at the heart of David, he sees a man who's going to become a father who's kind of going to lose control of his family to a point where one of his own sons is going to start a rebellion against him. When God looks at the heart of David, he sees a man who's going to be a king who will become prideful. Prideful over the strength of his army and go and count how great and massive his army is and not think of it as God's army. I think when God looks into the heart of David, he sees a sinner. He sees a villain as much as, if not more, than he sees a Captain America. And I think the same is true for you and I. God looks in my heart, he sees a sinner. So what is it about the heart of David that God values and would call a heart after his own? It's a heart that knows when to pray and knows when to pray specifically the words that we read in Psalm 51, a psalm attributed to David as he confesses his sin. A heart that God wants is the heart that says, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right and steadfast spirit within me. Take not your Holy Spirit away from me. The heart God values, the heart God looks for and finds in David is not a perfect heart. It's a heart that trusts in the Lord. It's a heart that knows it needs the Lord, that calls upon the Lord, that understands that it is weak and vulnerable, that is villainous and sinful, but yet repentant and desperate to be healed and cleansed by God alone. The heart God wants is the heart that God can mold and make new and clean. The heart that prays for God to do such thing can also be assured that God will do such a thing. How can we be assured that when we pray to the Lord that the Lord would give us a clean heart? Because God would not have sent his Son to the cross if he didn't intend to answer that prayer. The Lord restores hearts of sinners by placing his own heart upon a cross to be broken. Come before the Lord. with a heart that isn't good, isn't perfect, isn't righteous on its own, but knows the one who can make it so, who can clean it, heal it, mend it, and mold it to himself. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for the testimony of David and the testimony of so many characters from Scripture. Many of them good, but none of them perfect.